as we're talking here, some scheduling stuff with the Knicks. So, Fleegs, I'm sorry. Well, I'm trying to find it. I don't want to, you know, play the game of I'm dumb. No, hold on one second. So if you can just tell me what we got.
So two Knicks games we now know the dates and times of. Their opening game, they're part of the tip-off the day after the opening night. That's the NBC Peacock, you know, return of all that. Mm-hmm. They host the Cavs at 7 o'clock Wednesday, October 22nd.
Okay.
And the MLK Day, the typical matinee game, it's at 5 o'clock this year. That's them hosting Jason Kidd and the Mavs.
Ah, okay.
Let's go Knicks.
Let's go Knicks.
Best of luck to Mike Brown. I'm pulling for Mike
Brown.
Yeah,
listen, we all are.
It's tough.
I was disappointed in moving on from Tibbs. I didn't think it was the right time. This is a huge season for them. All the other injuries, I mean, they are. The path to a championship is as good as it's been.
East is wide
forever.
Open.
The East is wide open.
It doesn't get. I haven't seen it this wide open in a long time.
No.
And the reason I have a little empathy for Mike Brown, because there are a lot of people like me. I didn't want to see Tibbs go.
Sure.
I feel like you could have worked. We could have figured it out. I felt like the trajectory was up.
Yes.
Especially with what he's been able to do and build the culture they currently have. Nevertheless, man, taking over a team that's projected.
Yeah.
To win it all.
No, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
That was part of the reason, too. Like, whoever came in, one, I hated the search. You know, that's old
news,
but
brutal.
I mean, I thought the search was ridiculous.
You don't fire a guy not have anybody in the chamber.
No, and then just to, like, the first move, and whether it's due diligence, which is what people would tell you, the idea of just, like, starting with, let me talk to five teams and see if they want to give me their coach. Like, I just hated everything about it. I don't view Mike Brown as a move up. It's a lateral move at best, but having said that, I'm pulling for him. He's certainly a coach that's had success in this league. And hopefully he can unlock this offense a little bit, especially with Cat and obviously the captain. So hopefully, like, that works and all. But yeah, you're right. He's stepping into a situation right now where he's
goes left, it's all going to be on him.
There was a standard. I know they lost to the Pacers, but they beat the Celtics. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, he's got to get Brunson and Cat to play together, no doubt. But he's also like, yeah, he's got to get right. If they don't beat the Pacers, failure. If they don't beat the Celtics, failure. If they don't get to an NBA Finals, failure. I mean, that's a tough situation to just start your career with the New York Knicks with.
I mean, outside of Tibbs' ability to go deep in his bench, and he discovered it way too late. I still have this visual of OG against the Pacers in the Eastern Conference where he's going on a fast break.
Yeah.
And he's going for a dunk and his legs collapse.
Yeah.
And he's our best defender. And his legs were so tired, he couldn't go up for a two-hand dunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this isn't good. And the fact that we figured out way too late that, you know, Mitch and Cat could play on the floor together at the same time
hurt
us as well. And then he went to Shamet when it was like, man, nothing mattered.
No,
at that point.
I don't disagree. Look, I think they went out this offseason and added guys. I think the bench is much deeper. I think Tibbs would have played the bench more this year. They went out and added guys who are better than the names you just mentioned in Shamet. And, you know, like, I just think that they would have done, like, I still don't think Tibbs would have been stuck in his ways given more of an option in the rotation. But
I agree with you, and I don't want to push back too much on that.
Well, he has been set in his ways, there's no doubt.
But the fact that we didn't go to Precious Achiuwa earlier pissed me off, right?
I got you.
Especially when you started seeing our wing guys fatigue and they couldn't hold up.
Yeah.
So.
No, I know. You're in the boomer chair, so you have to love Precious Achiuwa.
He was a big Precious Achiuwa guy. I love that guy.
I think the team is better this year. I think this team is deeper this year. I think Tibbs would have probably handled it a little bit different, but I understand the thought process that he wouldn't. He runs guys into the ground. That's been his thing. Obviously, you know, guys, the exit meetings and everything became an issue. The team kind of, let's be honest, outside of the superstar, it feels like a lot of the team didn't want him around. So I get it. I'm frustrated by it. But you're right. This Knicks season, as it's going to get started now, who did we say it was against? I'm sorry, I was writing it down.
The Cavs.
The Cavs. As the season starts against the Cavs, who will be dealing with their own issues, like, they've coming off a disappointing playoff run. They've been proven to be a weak playoff team. You've got the injuries with, obviously, the Celtics, who are a completely different team. They traded away Porzingis, traded away Holiday.
Yep.
They've got the injury to Tatum. You're dealing with the injuries, obviously, to the Pacers. They traded away Turner. Like, this thing is wide open. And it starts, you know, it starts against the Cavs that night, and this is as big a Knicks season. Now, like, because of who the Celtics were as returning champions. Like, we had high expectations for the Knicks, right? And the Cat trade was made right before, like, right before the season started, and there absolutely were high expectations. But this year, it just feels like we're going to go into the year with a wide-open Eastern Conference and as big of an expectation on this Knicks team that we have had forever.
Rightfully so, because we've seen the product, right? Like, the Big Cat had one of the, say what you want about him not, you know, being able to play both ends of the court for whatever reason. He had his best statistical season of his career last year with the Knicks.
Yeah.
And I thought for a large part, he started to blend a little bit better with Brunson. I thought that started to come into fruition a little bit. So, I don't know. I'm excited because I feel like, one, we have depth. And two, I like Mike Brown. But I also don't want to see Mike Brown fail, because if he fails, the whole, you know, the whole thing comes collapsing down. And that's the hardest thing about watching Tibbs go. It feels like an end of an era.
Yeah.
And when it shouldn't be. You know? And
it's that's like, a good point.
It feels like, that was fun.
Yeah.
Let's figure out what's next. And it's like, well, no, you know, you're talking about divisional Eastern Conference. You gotta assume.
Yeah, they were on a trajectory.
Gotta assume NBA championship.
Yeah,
gotta assume.
I don't disagree, and we'll see. Look, I'm with. I you know, Mike Brown. We'll see. I do think the team is very good. This is going to be a very fun Knicks season. It should be, or it could be a disaster. But there is a lot of expectations on this team and on this coach.